110. The sandwiches, 2. Netherton had taken Thomas to Victoria Embankment that morning to watch the Thames Chimeras perform in their Yuletide livery. The trefoils, now decorated with Christmas trees, had been brought in very close to shore for the event and had seemed to delight Thomas more than the synchronized antics of the Chimeras. He'd then taken him home, before joining Lowbeer and Marylebone for the sandwiches, their first visit to the place since she'd originally told him about Verity's stub. Verity was friends now with Rainey, as indeed she was with Flynn, taking them both on tourist expeditions in her stub via the awkward 2017 equivalent of Wheelie Boys. They'd particularly enjoyed Notre Dame, which had happened not to suffer a fire in Verity's 2019. They'd found Verity her own Perry for visiting London, which Lowbeer had purchased for her. That had only been confusing for a few moments, so thoroughly familiar was Flynn and hers. Lev, meanwhile, was back with Dominica in Notting Hill, things evidently going smoothly. Anton, apparently, was still away in search of a cure for his addiction, with brother Radomir having taken over operation of the family's businesses. Lev was now happy enough to privately detest Radomir's taste in art, which Netherton gathered was exacerbated by Radomir's degree in art history. Tedious as he found this, Netherton welcomed it as evidence of his friend's return to emotional health. He was having the gammon today, Lowbeer the ox tongue.
"Verity's given me the impression," Netherton said, their sandwiches not yet having arrived, "that Eunice becoming universally accessible was your idea."
"It emerged from conversation," Lowbeer said, "but I doubt it would have occurred to me to implement it with quite so stunning a degree of simplicity."
"Are you happy with it?" he asked.
"The thing I found immediately in its favor, of course, was that nothing remotely like it would be allowed here. It's a radical experiment, but performed in good faith. Since Eunice's position, let alone her nature, has no equivalent in any history we know of, we'll simply have to wait and see. How are Rainey and Thomas?"
"Very well,"
said Netherton as their sandwiches arrived.
"She's being promoted at her farm, and he's just now taking his first steps."
"Have you seen Ash lately?"
"We met her new partner," Netherton said, "who Verity insists on calling a woke peripheral. He's entirely autonomous, not to mention very witty, and has his own assembler swarm, which Ash claims makes him literally polymorphous perverse."
He wrinkled his nose. "Whatever makes her happy," Lowbeer said, "in these times of ours."
This concludes the reading of Agency by William Gibson. Copyright 2020 by William Gibson. This book was read by Lorelei King. This unabridged recording was published by arrangement with Xeno Agency Limited and was produced in 2020 by Blackstone Publishing, which holds the copyright. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Publishing. If you would like to obtain a monthly update telling you about new releases, call 1-800-SAY-BOOK. That's 1-800-729-2665. For a complete listing of our titles, visit our website at www.downpour.com. Thank you.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.